This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I want you to think about the last time you prayed to the Lord. It may have been this morning, it may have been yesterday, it may have been a month ago, it may have been a long time ago. I want you to think about the content of your prayer. And this is not to prove anything, it's not to make a point about anything other than this, to ask you this question. When Jeremiah is praying to the Lord, he's recounting the things that God had done for his country and done for him. And he recounts the power and the majesty and the authority and the capacity of God. And all I'm asking is this, when you and I pray, do we rehearse what God has done in our own lives? Do you thank him for what he's done, what he did 5 years ago, what he did 10 years ago? Are you thankful for what he's provided? Are you thankful for the fact that you're still alive? I'm amazed at the presumptuousness of people like you and me who talk about what we're going to do 5 and 10 and 15 years from now, 20 years from now, perhaps for some, or even beyond, not knowing that we don't even have tomorrow. At every funeral I conduct, I say this, today is a gift from God and tomorrow is a gift we haven't received yet. Why? People need to hear that. That every single day is a gift from the Lord and tomorrow is a gift that you and I haven't received yet. And Jeremiah prays his prayer to the Lord while the city is under attack. And I want to suggest something to you. This prayer he addresses to the sovereign Lord. He begins with those words, O sovereign Lord. Sovereign means in control. No one tells God what to do, including you or me, which may come as a surprise to some people, believe it or not. There are actually people who've been surveyed who said that the purpose of God is to give me what I want. People have actually filled out survey forms and said, the purpose of the Lord God Almighty is to take care of me and give me this and give me what I need. And it never occurs to some people about our responsibility to him, our debt to him for what he's done, and to approach him in humility rather than with a demanding attitude. And so I think it's significant that Jeremiah begins his prayer by saying, Ah, sovereign Lord, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and outstretched arm. You know what's interesting to me about him talking about the Lord's creative power? Jeremiah had never gone to a planetarium show. Jeremiah had never seen a copy of National Geographic and those great photographs that you see of the universe taken by the Hubble telescope. Jeremiah had not watched PBS and watched the shows about the universe. He'd never listened to anyone lecture on the creation or on the magnificence of all the planets and the galaxies. And yet, what is he able with his limited knowledge and capacity to say, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and outstretched arm. Nothing is too hard for you. And then let's focus on verse 11 just for a moment. You show love to thousands, but bring the punishment for the father's sins into the laps of their children after them. I want to talk about that verse because some of you are going to be deeply troubled by that verse. And that's a verse that can easily inflict a self-inflicted guilt trip. When it says he, first of all, he shows his love to thousands, it means that he shows his love to thousands of people, those who love him and those who don't. There's a verse in Scripture that talks about God blessing people who don't even acknowledge him, that God delights in blessing people who don't give him the time of day. Why? Because that's his nature.
Well, I want to continue that thought about the nature of God is to give, the nature of God is to bless, the nature of God is to love. Tomorrow on Cross Hope, that's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.